Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, it's me, Mike. I run the Sonar Podcast Network, the very one you're listening to right now. I love podcasting and I love the Canadian podcast community. And if you're a podcaster, work in podcasting, or just someone who loves podcasts, you're going to want to listen up. I'm proud to announce that I've been working very hard behind the scenes on an incredible podcasting event in Toronto on June 6th. The Soundwave Summit 2024. And as a Sonar listener, you get 15% off on all tickets with the code SONAR15. An awesome group of podcast companies and creators have banded together to create a space for podcasters and fans to build community, share knowledge, and celebrate indie productions. There will be a ton of informative sessions all day, including talks from Canada Land, Vocal Fry, Black Canadian Creators, Lead Podcasting, and of course, from us, the Sonar Network. In the evening, there will be a showcase of live podcast recordings from Blacklantic, Squirrel Talk, and the Women of Ill Repute. And it's all emceed by the amazingly talented and Survivor-winningest host of Happy to See Me podcast, Erica Kostupinen. Join us for insightful workshops on podcasting, networking with industry pros, drinks, and overall amazing opportunities to meet and collaborate with like-minded podcast lovers. Come for the sessions in the day, the live podcast showcase at night, or better yet, come for the whole thing. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at thesoundwavesummit.com. And don't forget to use the code SONAR15 for 15% off all tickets. That's SONAR15. See you there.
Welcome to Break a Wish, the podcast where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. I'm your host, Maddox Campbell. On each show, we take a magic wish and try to come up with the perfect ironic cost. The idea is that knowing the wish's cost, it'd be a tough call whether you take that wish or not. Previously, we had, you get your very own unicorn, but it has strong pro-North Korean government views and is always trying to share them with you and your friends. Not one of our more popular wishes, though I think Velvet wanted to eat the unicorn. Final score, 64% reject on Twitter, 100% reject on Facebook. This week's wish is one I came up with myself. I wish I could change like The Sims. I sit down with Chili Davidson and Melanie Dolling to discuss the advantages of changing clothes without needing to get naked. All right, we got a new wish coming in, but first let's meet who we're breaking it down with. We got Chili Davidson.
Hi.
And Melanie Dolan.
Hello.
And the wish we're breaking down this time is, I wish I could change clothes like The Sims.
Boom. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I think that's the sound it makes when they do a little spin.
Brrrt.
Or a whoosh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just in case anyone is listening and hasn't played The Sims, in the video game The Sims.
We'll be speaking in gibberish just like The Sims.
Whenever they decide to change clothes, they just sort of spin around on their feet and then suddenly are wearing different clothes. And that's what we all want, I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Absolutely. I wish I lived in The Sims.
When do you think you'd use it the most? Like, what do you think this would help you out the most?
Oh, man, just all the time. Like, just wake up in the morning, you like flip it. Like, if you're out at an event and you're like, oh, I'm not dressed nice enough, or you're not dressed warm enough, or like, you're like, oh, I wish I had that shirt, right? It just like, oh my gosh, what a life.
I think temperature is a big one for me. Like, being ready to know what the day is going to hold for me temperature wise. And then
if it's one of those days where it starts cold and then gets warm, then I'm like, ah, now I'm carrying all this stuff with me.
Yes.
I hate doing it.
I don't drive, so I'm often, like, when we were doing Out Laugh together, this, like, we did a lot of sketch comedy, I would be, like, carrying bags and bags of, like, my costumes. I carry tote bags full of shit with me every... Can I swear?
Yes.
Full of stuff with me everywhere. And it's, like... I feel like this is just my life. Whenever I'm holding these things, I'm like, this is the life I chose. So it'd be nice to just be, like, costume done. It would get rid of a lot of... space.
Just yeah. The stuff you got to carry is yeah. big. Because, yeah, same for me. Like, if I know I have a show later in the day, I have to dress the rest of my day.
Yes.
In that show clothes because I don't want to carry the clothes with me because I don't want to have so much with me.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, why are you so dressed up? I'm like, because I got a thing later.
This is something that in 2020, I actually was like, this year I'm going to try and make a nice casual wardrobe for myself because I have very dressed up and I have very casual, but I don't have in between. And I'm like, I just want to always look nice. And part of that is because sometimes if I have to go from work to a show, I want to look nice on stage. So it'd be great if I could be like schleppy at work because I work with kids, but then and be all dressed.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like when I work at like summer camp, it's like you're doing like a bunch of stuff in the day. You're like, okay, we're going to go down to the lake now. We're swimming. Okay. Now we're in the woodcraft place. Now we're at the sports field. Now we're in the dining hall. And if you could just, like, you don't have to carry around your bathing suit and your backpack and all that stuff. You're just ready to go when you need to go.
Going to the gym, too. I don't really want to get changed to the gym, or my gym doesn't really have a good setup for that.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have showers and stuff. So, like, even if I bring a change of clothes for going outside, then, like, I'm going to get all sweaty in them.
Yes.
Or it's a whole rigmarole with all these people here. I'm like, no, I just want to do that at home.
Yeah.
So it'd be easier. I could just spin once when I get to the gym. I'm in gym clothes. Spin once again. And I want my outside clothes. I just walk away.
It takes me so long. Part of the reason I don't really go to the gym is it takes me so long to change afterward because I got to freshen up. I got to da-da-da. And it's like you have to put aside so much time to go to the gym because part of it is the changing and the freshening afterward. Mm-hmm.
I don't go to the gym because I think it's robbery. I think they're stealing my money, and I think I can work out by myself.
Well, okay, so just when you work out, you also still have to change clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
So the point doesn't change. You just don't like gyms.
I just don't. I think they're stealing my money, and good life, you can take down your prices or else I'm never coming.
Good life is robbery. I would go to a different gym.
A lot of them are a little bit sketchy, but, you know, if you need the space and you need the weights...
Yeah.
I'm not going to have all those machines in my house.
Yeah, you go to those outdoor gyms. That's where I go when the weather's nice.
In the playgrounds?
I'll go for like a run and then I'll go and you can do, they got all these like things and you can do like push-ups, sit-ups, planks. You got like some
chin-up thingies.
Are you legit talking about monkey bars right now?
No.
It's like the same setup, but it was like
adult
donated
playground.
Oh, okay. Because I thought Chili was just talking about like going to a kid's playground. And be like, it's like an outdoor gym that you're allowed to go to when it's free. There's all these kids there. They're super nice to me.
It's an adult playground, but not that type of adult playground.
I think the reason they invented it, though, was there were so many like bloggers being like, just work out on the monkey bars. And then there were probably a bunch of obnoxious adults getting their reps in when kids were trying to. So now there are. I've seen it in a few parks where they have workout equipment in the parks. Pretty cool.
Yeah. Not like weights or like electronic things or anything like that,
but
just things you can use for
your own body
exercises.
Weight.
Yeah. People don't like it when you go to the parks as an adult with no child.
Yeah. Yeah.
And fair.
And then just start flexing.
Just start flexing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I get where they're coming from.
Yeah.
Get changed before you go on. Don't like that part especially.
It would also be nice, yeah, if you could change into like elaborate costumes without having to carry an elaborate costume with you everywhere.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to add to this. I think we're all on board of this, but I think you have to own the clothes that you're changing into. Like, they can be at home.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't just change into something you don't have.
Right.
That's
right.
Something that occurred to me as well, is that it's not a fantasy life.
Yeah.
You have to, you can't be like, oh, what if I had that outfit? It has to be your...
Yeah.
Yes. It has to be something you do own. But again, you get to put it on without having it with you, and you get to put it on without... figuring out all them fasteners.
This is where it breaks away from like the monkeys, where they used to just do outrageous sketches and be like, can we dress like George Washington? It's like, and they'd spin around and they look like George, like they're in a courtroom. It's like, do you think Davy's guilty? And then all of a sudden they're in like beards and old wigs and they're like, you're guilty. That's great.
Do the clothes have to be in a certain closet for you to have magical access to them? Like, what if you were in a store and you were like, I want to try on this shirt, and you like just Ooh. Like, or someone lent you a shirt but you had it, do you have to get it home to your closet and hang it in the closet to be able to magically change into it?
I think that's something I hadn't thought of. I think it is a nice perk to be able to change in a clothing store, like being able to try things on. Cause it's another place where I want to try a bunch of stuff off, but I don't want to go through the rigmarole of taking off my pants, putting on my pants, hanging up my old pants, getting my new pants.
I would rather go home, try them on, and return them than try them on in the store. But yeah.
But that's also a lot of work, too.
It is. So hence my quandary.
I don't know, because it's tough, because I'd love to say you have to have access to it. But then you could have access to any clothing store. I feel like you have to have purchased the clothes.
I think I see what Melanie's saying. And I think you have to have access to them, not necessarily have ownership of them. So I think if you're in the store, you could like, if you're holding the hanger for the clothes, you could like spin around and now your clothes are on the hanger and the hanger's clothes are on you.
Yeah. So it's like in a movie, if you can fly sometimes and you touch someone else, suddenly like you can help them fly, but only if they're touching you. I've seen that somewhere where they'll be like, come with me. But
I believe Peter Pan can do that.
Peter Pan. And there's other movies where I've seen like, oh, well, hook on to me because I can fly, but it's not the person flying. So it kind of needs to be like you're holding the clothing, so now you can change it.
Yeah, it has to be within range, and someone has to, like, it has to be somewhere where they would let you put it on.
Yeah.
So this isn't used for theft. This is like, this is somewhere where they would let you put the clothes on anyway. You can just do it faster with less hassle.
Yeah. So you might still want to hide out in a change room because you don't want to freak people out, but it's going to take less time.
No one knows that you can do this, so you still want to like tuck out of sight real quick.
Just picturing like it not working and you just like, you keep spinning around. You're like, come on. And you just like, keep spinning it.
You're just holding
it. What the hell? Chili's just spinning around in the middle of this Gap Kids.
When you're trying on children.
Gap Kids.
Yes, don't you guys shop at Gap Kids?
Why?
I don't know. I find they have better options.
You're a large man.
You're not that small a man.
How are you wearing these clothes?
Maybe I'm still wearing the Gap Kids. So they see Gap Kids on the label. And I'm like, I actually probably, if I went shopping now, should go to the Big Boy Gap.
Yes, you should. And it's not called Big Boy Gap. It's just called Gap.
Oh, I think because I thought it was like Baby Gap, Kids Gap, Big Boy, Big Girl Gap.
Chili is not as young as he is talking. I just want the audience to know that.
I'm 13. I'm in that transition age. I'm a man soon.
Is there man gap after Big Boy?
A man soon sounds like a terrible type of weather.
Granddad gap. That's for granddad show.
Ooh, a lot of big lumpy sweaters at granddad gap. They've already got Kleenex in the pumpkins.
Dead person gap. That's where the dead people get their clothes.
I do think it would be funny if you thought you had clothes in your closet at home and then you didn't for some reason. And then you did the spin and then like it just didn't come because
buck naked.
You tried to summon, so you just end up naked like,
Sometimes that does happen where you give something away or you forgot that it had a rip in it and you got rid of it. And you're like, where is that dress I used to have? You know, so that could happen to me easily.
I don't think it's going to happen too much, but it would be funny the one time it did.
Yeah.
Well, that if we say that like you can do this anytime and you could do it in public and stuff like that, that could be a cost in and of itself, being like, you like, it's if you don't have that clothes and you think you do, or like it's ripped or it's stained or whatever, now you have that on, right?
Yeah. Then again, just spin again.
Spin the wheel.
Another qualifier we can think about is how many times can you do it? Are you just allowed infinite spins until you like your outfit, or is there a limits to this magic?
I'm not thinking of any limits right now because I don't, other than like getting dizzy and throwing up.
Okay.
Because you keep spinning long enough, you get indecisive.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. While we're thinking about it, can we also think of any costs? Are there any costs that are coming to anyone's mind about what you'd trade?
You would change like The Sims. If you spun the wrong way, you lost that piece of clothing forever.
What do you mean by the wrong way? How are you spinning wrong?
You got to spin clockwise. So it's like if people don't know, so it goes, clocks are like 0, 1, 2, 3.
There is no 0 on a clock.
Oh. 12, 1, 2, 3. So if you
go, explaining what a clock is to my audience?
When
they're
the
not
big
that
hand
dumb,
is
Jody.
At zero,
if you
you're
go
dead.
The, if you go the clock way, like 1, 2, 3, then you're good. You got your clothes and you got your suit on, you got your tux, whatever you need, Gerald. I'm just speaking directly to Gerald.
Okay.
But if you go 12, 11, 10.
Yeah, then you lose that. Like if you go 0 to 11, then it's gone. Then that piece of clothing, you've lost it to inner space.
I am shocked about two things here. One, that you think you need to explain what clockwise is in such detail to anyone.
I appreciated it.
We don't know.
And two,
my 12-year-old friend.
You think that remembering which way you have to go for it to work is such an encumbrance on your mind. They'd be like, oh no, which way do I turn?
Actually, I have something to say about that.
I told you.
I've taken dance classes before, and it took me a really long time. Like, maybe, like, I think I get it now, but it took me a really long time to get that there's two different ways to spin.
Yeah, bro.
I have a really poor sense of direction, so they'd be like, turn left, and I'd be like, I'm spinning. I'm going in all directions because I'm spinning. And I didn't get what they meant by, like, spin left or spin right.
No, you got to do it together, and I would make the mistake.
I would make the mistake, and I'd be like, what do you mean?
Because
I just spin whatever way felt natural, and I'd be like, how am I doing it any different?
Yeah, you ever got... You don't do the L's for left, right ever?
Oh, I do the left, right L's.
Well, so what I
do
is...
Wow, bragging over here. Sorry, right? He knows his direction.
What I do is I go, which of my hands feels stronger? Because I know I'm right-handed.
Oh. But you still... But that being said, you have a technique to remember which way is the right way and which way is the wrong way, right?
Yeah.
Which way is left, which way is right.
And it's not that hard. Like, again, I feel a certain way. Like, it's in my body. It's
but
in my bones.
It's okay. So you've had a couple of those Sapporos. It's a late night.
I have never been left, right, wrong.
And you're like, which way do I spin, bro? I've had too many tequila shots or I'm so high right now. Whatever.
Why do they need to change in right. that situation?
I don't judge my audience. If you couldn't take these things, you could not.
You could have just thrown up on yourself and you
That's
want to change.
That's true.
That
yeah, you just threw
sense.
Up on yourself, which is actually another plus to this whole
It thing. Is. You clean yourself up real fast. All right.
But then your directions could be messed up, right?
You're almost there, but let me start something to this. So
I'm there.
If you always had to go clockwise, you'll remember because it's the only way you ever go. And you do this like multiple times a day.
Mm. You might screw up on the first couple.
But if you make it, you have to go a different way each time.
Oh.
Alternate. Then it's harder to remember.
Yeah.
And then you could lose clothes.
Yes.
So you have to remember if you went left or right last time, clockwise, counterclockwise. And if you get it wrong, yeah, your clothes you're currently wearing go away, but no new ones show up right away.
This is why you host this. And I'm a measly guest.
I like what you brought to it, but I just thought it had too much disrespect for the intelligence of the audience.
Oh, and now it's become my nightmare because the first thing was already so hard for me. When I do yoga, sometimes they'll be like, okay, now cross the opposite thumb over because you're like, sometimes you're clasping your hands and they'll be like, this time clasp the opposite thumb over. And I'm like, I don't know what thumb I did last time. Why didn't you tell me to pay attention to the thumb? Like,
if they don't tell you to pay attention in advance, that's on them.
Yeah. Bad.
Say left first, say right second. Yeah.
Yeah, because they just say opposite, and I'm like, I guess I'll just do it till it feels weird, but then it always feels weird.
Yeah. But then you lose that piece of clothing.
Yeah.
And that's a real thing.
Yeah. If they're your favorite sweater, favorite pants.
Because you still have to buy new clothes. Yeah. They're not magic free clothes.
Yeah. No, they're not free clothes.
They have to be yours.
They have to be yours.
Then that clothes, so you wanted your winter jacket. You went the wrong way. You no longer own a winter jacket, and those things are not cheap.
No, they're
yeah,
pricey.
I love my winter jacket. I hate this.
But again, all you have to do is have some sort of system to remember your left and your right and not get so drunk you forget. And end up naked in the streets going like, my clothes disappeared.
Got no clothes anymore.
But don't you have that thing? I have that thing where I always go like, say someone's address is like 440 and I always remember it as 44. Then I'll suddenly be like 440. Then I'll be like, no, wait, you always get it wrong. It's it. And then like I go, it must be 44. And I just keep circling around and around being like, it must be the opposite one. Which one's the opposite one? I don't know.
I feel like I would come up with some other system to do it. Like, I'd have a coin on me and I'd switch what pocket it's in every time I change my clothes. Mm. So it'd be in like my right pocket when I have to spin right. And then I'd be like, all right, I have to change. I'd take the coin out of my pocket, spin,
and then put it in my left pocket.
Like that.
You could use your phone or something too and just like
use
your
phone.
Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right.
Okay, if I can make a note of it, or I think we're not saying you can't make a note.
No, we're just saying if you the mess mistake up. Happens, you're big doo-doo.
Yeah, your clothes are gone and you're naked.
Yeah.
And maybe there is a cooldown of like a couple minutes or something before you can do it again when you're naked. When you mess it up. You
like
gotta be
your
naked for a bit.
Passcode on your phone or something. It's like 5 minutes.
Yeah, you're locked out. Yeah, you're locked out for five minutes. Yeah.
If you get it wrong too many times, you can never do it again.
All right, that's a fun one. I think that's a lot of fun.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Melanie,
I have an idea. You might be able to help me like make it spicy.
Sure.
But what if you were only allowed to do it once a day? So like you do it and then you're like, oh, actually, I don't want to be in this wedding dress all day. And then you can't change back.
You can still change normally.
Normally, yeah.
Right.
See,
but
so
what
that's
if you're out
there
and about and those clothes are at home?
Right. So it's still... What we're at right now is that this is still better than having no power at all, that you can only use it once a day.
Yeah.
So we have to find some way to make it so that it's still some sort of a loss to our everyday lives.
Yeah. If it was your only way to change, then
you
can maybe.
Only
change
it once could a day. Only do it once a day.
But that's basically, that's worse, right?
Yeah.
If it could only change
I'd
once a day.
I'd say no, but it is definitely a cost.
Okay.
Sure.
I want it to be something around the quantity of it, of how many times you're allowed to do it.
But you could maybe say you can only do it. Like, what's the average number of time a human being changes in a day? Let's say 3 times. Like,
yeah, I change out of my pajamas into my pajamas, and then maybe I go into a late
midday
night,
change.
Midday change,
and then into pajamas. So let's say 3 times. We give you the 3 times, but then you can't change regular. So you have just those 3 times. You spin, or you can change normally. You have the option, but you're only allowed to change 3 times. In the day.
I think that's good because there's also some unforeseen consequences, because if you can't change except for by spinning, that means little things too, right?
Yeah.
Like if you put on a hat, like as part of an outfit, you can't take off that hat. That's one of your uses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's not an accessory?
No, like it's anything
it's
that's
clothing.
Like clothing.
Okay.
A hat is like clothing. Like a watch is like clothing.
Okay. I like that because sometimes over the summer I'm like, I'm the kind of person that wears a hat, but then halfway through the day I get a little embarrassed that I'm wearing a great big sun hat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I would like to now take this off. Or you go into the movie theater and you don't want to be wearing a hat, big obstructive hat.
I can see like a Curb Enthusiasm argument of you like walking in somewhere. It's like, take your hat off right now. It's like, I can't take the hat off. I can't take it off.
If I take my hat off now, I can't change into my pajamas later.
Yeah, you don't understand.
Then I gotta sleep in these clothes.
What the hell? You're never dating my daughter. Just imagine you're at your girlfriend's dad's house or something like that.
He's very, very strict about hats.
What are you talking about, pajamas? Take that hat off, boy. I don't know.
There is that episode of Seinfeld where he gets the nice new suede jacket and he spends so much on it. And then it starts snowing.
Yeah.
And he tries to turn it inside out and wear it with the lining. And Elaine's dad is like, I will not walk around.
Because it's like candy stripes.
It's candy stripe.
Her dad thinks it looks effeminate. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That's Elaine's dad's only episode. That's a great one.
It's a great episode.
Yeah. He's like, we had a funny guy in Korea. We blew his brains all over the Pacific.
Over wearing a funny shirt or
something? No. He just got killed, I think. So he's like, they blew his brains out over the Pacific. Geez. And Jerry's like, oh.
Because, he's like, oh, you're a funny guy, eh? We had a funny guy in Korea. Yeah, it's... a lot of modern, grumpy, hard-to-impress dad tropes, I feel, come from that one episode of Seinfeld.
Yeah. Which would be a problem if you can't change.
Yeah, what
and
if
I
you...
feel like that would they would get mad.
Yeah, mad dads.
Yeah, I think 3 uses is a good number. Like, that's you're good most days, but then on that odd day, or if you're in, like, again, if you're in a theater show and they make you change a whole bunch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're basically screwed if you ever go to, like, a fitting where they're like, try on a bunch of things. You're like, I can try on 3 things. Get your list.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I have to leave with the last one because I can't change
that. I can't change that. I'm taking it home and I'll come bring it back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to put it in your claws, like tell your agent, like, I'll work anything. I can do any job, like clothes on, clothes off, but just three times.
Three changes in one day.
Happy to do pornography just three times.
Three changes.
I think it would be hard weather-wise, too, because sometimes in the winter, I put on some really cozy pajamas, and then I wake up in the middle of the night, and I'm, like, sweating.
Right.
So I have my, like, light pajamas, cozy pajamas, and if I can't change or if I sacrifice – oh, it's after midnight, so I guess I'll sacrifice one of tomorrow's changes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just start to – I feel like you would constantly be bargaining one change for another.
Bargaining. Yeah. Bargaining the clothes-changing god. Please, God, just one more time tonight.
You like stay up, worth it. Yeah. Stay up till 12:01, and then you're like, "Thank God,
thank you."
But you're so tired.
Yeah, again, if you're dealing with spills, like again, someone spills on you, like, oh, well, it's great, I can change instantly. Oh, but now I'm sleeping at least.
Yeah. Yes. Or someone's like, if you've already used all your changes, and someone spills something on you, and they're like, "Let me get you another shirt," and you're like, No.
Like, it won't come off. They're like, pulling at it. It's like, no, it won't go.
You can't really see it. Look at that. Look, I covered it up. No problem.
Or if it was like something hot, like a burning, like a soup.
Yeah, like a soup.
Okay. Super edge case. Probably won't come up. But if you've used all your changes, you're on your third change, and your clothes catch fire.
Oh, no.
You're dead.
You can't.
You're a dead person.
You can stop, drop, and roll, but you can't, like, take it off.
That's when you bargain to the clothes-changing god.
Clothes drop, please save me.
People can throw buckets of water on you, but yeah, now you're... Sometimes clothes, like,
the best solution is get rid of
you, and the people try to cut you out.
And it just won't come off. Like, they'll put a cut in the clothes, but it won't come off. It'll still be, like, stuck to your body.
Whoa-wee.
Wow. That's fun.
Yeah.
That's dangerous. But...
Wait till midnight. Wait till midnight.
You can save it when midnight, paramedics.
I like it.
I like it. Yeah. That's right. Fun.
Now I got to think of one. I don't have an idea, but I have like an idea where I want my idea to come from.
Right.
I feel like, so we're basing this on The Sims, which is a very fun game. I
love that game.
But I kind of want to like take something else that... from The Sims that's bad and give that to you for having this power.
Oh, right. No.
I think only being able to speak Simblish would be too much.
I thought you were going to say, if you put up a picture of a clown in your house, the clown will show up. Do you remember that?
No.
So yeah, in the early versions, you could like buy a clown like painting. And at one point in the game, if you played long enough, there was just like a clown at the door and you couldn't get the clown to leave your house. It was so scary. I would like turn off the game. I'd be like, the clown's here, and like shut off my old Microsoft like computer we had, and like had to reboot the whole thing.
I guess I never bought the clown painting because I never had the clown show up.
I had the clown painting.
I had to warn.
The clown painting?
You can't buy the clown
painting.
But I was
like, I'm older, so I was like, that's unpleasant, but I wasn't as upset by it.
No.
But I used to make people go swimming, and then I would take away the little ladder to get out.
Everyone did, and that's what just crossed my mind. I think maybe that's it.
You get a pool, but
you get the ability to change like The Sims, but you can't climb out of water unless there's a ladder. Like you need a ladder to escape any body of water.
You can't go into a bed if there's not a direct access to it. No. And then they just go pee on the floor or something.
It's just like little things like that. But I was thinking like very specifically, like the water one. Like,
sure, yeah. Because
that's a legit danger.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous that anyone would do that, but like...
You can't use your upper body strength. That's just not a thing.
It won't offer water. You can't figure it out. You can't get pulled out of water. Like if you're in water, someone has to throw a ladder in. And that's the only way you can escape water. Like you fall in a lake, you have to put a ladder in.
Yeah.
I love picturing that visual of someone like just struggling and everyone's trying to help.
and then they just throw
a ladder inside the water. That's so funny to
me. Like if you fall out of like a canoe or something, you're like, oh, well, I guess I'm stuck here. Unless you had a ladder in the canoe.
They have to canoe out with a ladder.
Yeah.
That's so scary. That's a scary one.
Like, it won't come up much, but when it does come up, it'll be very serious.
You're screwed. I wouldn't go to water. Like, I wouldn't go to open water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you, like, do life jackets work? Do you bob around until you get
the ladder?
Yeah,
life jackets would still work.
Okay, so you could just bob around.
I just wouldn't do open water. Like, I'd do anywhere. Like, if there's a dock, I'm okay. Or if there's a pool, I may be fine with it. But if I would not go out in a boat that doesn't, like, if the boat, if it was like a motorboat with a ladder, you'd probably be okay. But if it was like a canoe, or then you'd be in trouble.
And how much are you canoeing? Oh, you're camp counselor.
Camp counselor, yeah.
I mean, I could probably live without it.
Yeah. And well, it's one of those things where we don't always end up in water on purpose. Like, that's true. You fall into something, someone's got to get you a ladder.
An airplane. You fell out of an airplane.
Then you've got other problems in an airplane.
But they're not going to find a ladder. There's going to be all these people trying to get you up onto the floating stuff. And you'll be like, I need a ladder.
Yeah. Stop being so stubborn.
No rope. Rope does not work. It's got to be a ladder.
I love the Sims thing of, like, they would throw out the rope and you'd look at it. Like, go to school and did it.
The other thing I was thinking is that another, like, The Sims is, like, sometimes when they thought about something, like, a giant thought bubble would appear above their head with their thoughts, with a picture of their thoughts in it.
And people would be, can people read it? I don't remember this.
I don't think The Sims could, but, like, the god of Sim, the player, could. So that would be, like, you can change, like, The Sims, but also whenever you have, like, a serious thought, like, a thought bubble appears and everyone can see it.
One of the things about The Sims is they always need permission to go to the bathroom.
You could turn that off. You could, like, you could choose to have them go to the bathroom on their own.
But yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
I think I'm scared of skunks because of The Sims. Because, like, whenever you had a robber or a skunk come by, like, scary music would come on. And it was, like, a zoom in on the bottom of the screen. It's like, don't, don't. It's like when in a Roller Coaster Tycoon, when there was, like, a crash, they would, like, zoom in on the crash. And, like, I can't, whenever I see skunks, I'm, like, so scared now. I'm freaked out. And there's a lot that live in my neighborhood, so.
They tried to make The Sims, like, a fun, friendly game for everyone, but then they had to put something scary in it, and they made it skunks.
Yeah.
And now you're scared of skunks in real life, because that's the one baddie there was.
Yeah, or if you get fired from your job, it would be like, doo-noom, doo-noom, like, it ain't coming to work tonight, like, and then you got fired.
It's funny, because I think, because I was playing as, like, in my late teens, so those things were funny to me. Like, I think they were making fun of, like, the danger of a skunk.
Yeah.
But to a younger person, you'd be like, oh, freaking holy shit. Out.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't know that it's a joke. You're just like, skunks. They must be real dangerous.
Yeah.
Did your Sims ever get abducted by aliens?
No. When you die, Grim Reaper comes. I got that.
Yeah. My Sim one time, it was something they didn't tell you about the game, but my Sim one time got abducted by aliens and then came back a few days later, and then the thought bubbles had aliens in them, and that kind of freaked me out.
They just had, like, trauma. They kept thinking about being abducted by aliens. Yeah, they just kept thinking
about the aliens.
Was this, like, 3, like, a modern?
It was, like, the first one.
Messed up.
And, like, no one else had this happen to them, so then I started to feel crazy. And then I finally, like, I think I Googled it, and it's a thing.
Oh, okay. But, like, the aliens put that in your game to prep you for when they come.
Oh,
like, you're used to the idea because it happened to your Sims.
I get so scared of, there's some people who talk about, like, I saw a documentary on sleep paralysis one time, and this guy said he had a thing where he was watching the news, and then the news guy turned to him and was like, and we'll be coming for you real soon, and said his name, and he was just having, like, a hallucination, but he started having sleep paralysis after that, so there's just something up with his brain. But I was like, that scares me so much. The idea of, like, a game or a TV becoming sentient, like, is probably the scariest thought I could have.
Yeah. Well, that's actually a very common symptom of, like, schizophrenia. Like, early schizophrenia is you'll start to think that radios and TVs are talking to you specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Either that, like, just all the programming seems pointed at you, or sometimes you have the actual hallucination of them, like, saying your name or saying we're coming for you and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This is not where I expected this podcast to go.
No.
Talking about early signs of schizophrenia. You can't have that in The Sims. Schizophrenia?
I don't believe
Do they have mental illness?
They definitely have some mental illness because they can't do certain things and they throw temper tantrums like children if they're unfed.
That's just the state of The Sims. That's not a mental illness. That's just their natural state. I think
within The Sims world, that's not a mental illness because that's just how everyone is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And The Sims just have their own weird things, like, ghosts exist in The Sims. Like, that's my thing is when I, you know, killed some Sims to get the tombstones, because there was the only way to get tombstones was to kill a Sim, and I wanted to decorate my house with tombstones.
Yeah.
But then the ghosts of those Sims start showing up and walking around your house, and, like, they just use the kitchen and the bathroom and make a mess. Like, they don't do anything ghost-like. They just walk around and everyone's scared by them.
I think the most insane thing is that you have to make them neat or they just put food on the floor. Why is that a thing? Like, these people are so inept. If you don't give them regular qualities, they just put food on the floor. They'll pee on the ground. They'll sleep on the floor unless you give them the right qualities or tell them what to do. It's awful. It's like
it's bananas.
And maybe the more, because I only have like original and I have like Vacation and Pets Unleashed and stuff like that. But I've never played any more modern ones, but the old ones were just like, they're dumb as a tack. The
Sims are very dumb. They need a lot of support to get by.
Yeah, it's terrible.
So in this world, the only Sims thing you're putting on us, aside from the changing, is we can't get out of water unless
there's a ladder. I think it's just the water one. I think that's the one I like the best.
Yeah. Okay.
Because again, it's not that big a deal 90% of the time.
But
when it is a big deal, it's a huge deal.
Right.
And again, it's not just that like you can't climb out of water. People can't take you out of water. You won't get out of water unless there's a ladder. So it's the only way to escape water.
Thinking of people's horrified faces while they're trying to pull me out of the water.
All right. But it's time for a quick recap. Yeah. So Chili had, you have to turn the right way. Got to alternate left or right when you spin. Otherwise, your clothes will disappear.
Yeah. The clothes you were going for, gone.
Oh, I thought it was the clothes you were currently wearing.
We can go to that your one if you think it's better.
Because I think it's funny that that leaves you naked, right?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. Let's do that.
So the clothes you're currently wearing are gone, and you don't get new ones, and it's like a 5-minute delay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Melanie had, you get to change like The Sims, but you get 3 uses a day, and you can't change any other way.
Yeah.
You can't change your clothes except for by spinning. And I had, you can change like The Sims, but you can't get out of water without a ladder. You can't be taken out of water either. Just if you're in water, you're stuck there unless you can find a ladder to get out.
Yikes.
Which of these do we think is closest to balance? Or are there any that you're just like, no, never? Or yes, of course.
I think mine is the only one because you can pretty easily keep track. I know I put it out there, but I feel like if you're right, if you had a system, then it'd probably be okay. Gosh, but all of these are ones where I'm like, how worth it is it to be able to do it now? I mean, it's like a fun, cool thing. I think I'd say yes to mine and for sure no to the others.
I think I would be yes on Chili's as well. Because again, I think I could keep that system up. Remembering left, right, left, right.
If I knew I had to and I had to just figure out a way, then I would be okay.
Yeah. I'd probably, move my phone pocket to pocket or something.
Yeah.
I like moving the phone pocket to pocket. I will say, as someone I have an incredibly poor sense of direction. It's bad. The only way I get anywhere, like if Google Maps didn't exist, I would still be wandering, trying to find your house. So it scares me, but I'll take it because you gave me a pretty practical, like tactile way to figure it out is to have it in the pocket. So
you're happy that I gave you a trick for a thing that doesn't yet exist.
Yeah, because it really did freak me out. It brings me back to like my younger years of people being like, just do this. And I'm like, I don't know what you're asking me. Because like I've just always been really easily lost, bad with direction.
Okay, so I think that was off the table just because, again, it's a little easy. We all like it. We're all willing to take it.
And if it's a 5-minute delay, you just wait out the 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hide in a corner.
Yeah.
Don't ever do it when you're out in the cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move over to Melanie's then. So you only get 3 uses per day and you can't change any other way.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No?
No way.
You're hard no on that?
It's so not worth it because the time, like, I don't think I need more than 3 times, but the time when you need it, I don't know. I just think that it's, because the hat thing and stuff scares me too. Like,
is hats specifically throwing you off here, you think?
Oh my God, I'm so worried that like coats on and off. Does that count as like a thing?
Ooh.
Are we talking coats?
Well, because coat, you can't change any other way, but a coat is part of your outfit. But if the hat counts, then the coat has to count too.
Yeah.
If coats count, then I'm out. If coats don't count, then I might be in.
If you can wear, I think I would do it if you can be like, these are the parts of this outfit. I can take them on and off as normal. But if I want to change, I have to spin. But if it was like, nope, you got to spin for every, like taking one glove off, that's a spin.
Right.
That complicates it.
I think, we have to dive into this just a little bit. So maybe it's something about taking stuff off as opposed to putting things on so that the jacket can be your top layer.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you're under clothes don't change, but like if you take those clothes off, like taking clothes off that you have put on with the spin is how it breaks.
Then I'm okay. Then I'm back on board.
Yeah.
If the outerwear is not affected, then I'm okay.
Yeah, if you're allowed to accessorize, but it's just your main outfit that's affected, then I would do it. If accessories count, I wouldn't do it.
So here, okay, I think this is how we'll word it to make it make sense.
Yeah.
So you can change by spinning like The Sims.
Yeah.
But any clothes you put on that way can only be removed that way, and you can't do that more than 3 times a day.
Yeah.
So that way you can put a hat on top of the clothes you change, but whenever you spin, whatever you put on that way can only be removed by spinning again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So again, if you were trying to like bring props for a show, you'd have to carry those with you or they would be magically on.
Right.
Okay.
Right, right.
So that's like that middle ground, right?
If you think it's going to rain later, you can carry a rain jacket with you.
Yeah.
Right. Gotcha.
But if you didn't remember your rain jacket and you spin to put it on, right, then you can't take it off without using one of your spins.
Right. Okay, I dig that. Yeah, I dig that.
I think that's a way to find that middle ground. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Chili, I think you were saying yes on this?
Yeah, I'm a yes on that.
Melanie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes? I think I'm not on yes now, too, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Now we cleared that up. That's pretty
good. Yeah.
Yeah.
We may have made it too good, but I think we need that, too, because it's impractical the other way of just every hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still inconvenient. It's just something you could live with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's still a pretty good superpower of being able to summon so much from your home without having to carry it with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. On board.
All right, let's try being able to swim. So you have the ability to change like The Sims, but you can't get out of water without a ladder. Again, it's kind of two niches, right? Like,
yeah,
you can use this power as much as you want, but when you need it, a ladder will be useful.
I'm a really bad swimmer, and that one scares me.
Yeah.
No sense of direction, can't swim.
You do seem like you need to be looked after a little.
Yeah, in those regards, yes, but yeah. I can cook.
Okay, that's good.
So I have some life skills. But yeah, no, I don't think I would do that one it's like, do I want to die by drowning? I'm asking myself.
Like, do you think you can't even tread water well?
Or? I could tread water okay, but for how long I have to wait for someone to show up with a ladder? Mm-hmm. Like, I would just prefer, because then I would just always have this looming over me, like, you might die by drowning one day somehow. And I would just, like, it would affect my life and my summertime fun, quite honestly.
Oh, okay. What about you, Chili?
I'm going to have to say no, sir. I think that it's too, like, as I could be like, just don't go to open water. Like, that would be the strategy, but it's too big of a caveat when it happens. Is that the right caveat?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When it happens, to just have a cool extra amenity that no one else has. Like, if everyone's going to change, you can just go change. Like, everyone knows you can't do that. It's a really cool power to have when you have it. But if it's like a life or death scenario when something happens, I'm going to have to say no.
I'm going to say yes.
Ooh.
And I'm going to explain why. One, I'm a pretty strong swimmer. I have a swimming background. All I like treading water. I can tread water for really long periods of time.
Mr. Nice. New Brunswick.
Yeah, yeah,
I can.
Yeah. Let's try. We're going to toss you in the water right now.
Go ahead. I'll have fun out there. I can float. And two, the thing I don't like I'm a strong swimmer, but I don't like shallow water. I don't like shallow beach water. I have a fear of clams or stepping on something in water. That's pretty serious. So I prefer to always exit from deep water from a ladder, like climbing onto a boat or climbing onto a wharf or something like that. So for me, this is like fine. Like that's how I want to get out of water.
Right.
The odds of me finding somewhere where there's no ladder to get out, probably not that often that I'm going to be in water. And if I do, I think I can tread until I can get someone to bring me a ladder.
Right.
Okay.
So, okay. All right, Smarty Pants, Mr. I can paddle. Great.
I can paddle. I can doggy paddle if I have to.
I'm a really good doggy paddler. I'm just like, how long is it? I'm not a great swimmer, and how long are they going to
doggy paddle
this
does
ladder?
Use a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Whereas, yeah, you got to learn the egg beater kick.
I can do the egg beater a little bit. Yeah, I could alternate between egg beater and doggy paddle, but that whole time I would be stressed, which would affect, would expend energy.
Yeah, no, fair enough. All right, I think we've got an end to the episode, though, because you guys are both no and I'm a yes. So the wish is you can change like The Sims by just spinning around. But if you fall into a body of water, you can only exit by a ladder. You can't even be lifted out. Chili and Melanie are a no. I am a yes. But what about you, audience? Would you take this wish? And are there any other wishes you'd like to hear us break down? Well, that's what we came up with, but we want to hear from you. Your wishes, your thoughts, whether you take this wish or not.
You can find us on Twitter at BreakAWishPod, email breakawishpod@gmail.com, join the BreakAWish discussion group on Facebook, and you can support the show by writing a review, telling a friend, or buying a t-shirt on TeePublic. All this information at breakawish.ca. For more Melanie Dolling, you can find her on Twitter and Instagram at SugarDolling, and check out her show Show Busy, February 13th at the Social Capital. For more Chili Davidson, you can find him at ChiliDog44 on all platforms. He also runs a monthly show the third Saturday of the month at Comedy Bar, and a weekly improv jam on Saturdays at 7 at the Social Capital. This is a Kicks and Giggles entertainment production, hosted by Maddox Campbell, themed by Matthew Reed, cover art by Justin Langford, and a proud member of the Sonar Podcast Network. More podcasts at thesonarnetwork.com. Before I go, I want to let you know that Breakawish has been nominated for a few Canadian Podcast Awards. If you're a podcaster yourself, you can vote for Breakawish in the Outstanding Comedy Series category. If you're a podcast listener, which clearly you are, you can vote for us for the People's Choice Award. You can find the site by searching Canadian Podcast Awards or going to awards.podcamptoronto.com. Voting closes on February 18th. I'd really appreciate the support. So, what would you wish for?
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!
Hey, listener. Do you follow hashtag witch stuff on Instagram?
Do you own a tarot deck, even though you quote-unquote don't believe in that stuff?
Did your weird aunt give you a crystal and you kinda liked it?
Has your family told you to stop talking about the 1980s satanic panic and how unfair it was to actual Satanists?
This may be the podcast for you.
We're not witches.
But we want to find out if we are witches.
We're doing research.
But also going by our hearts and minds. You can expect episodes with actual experts.
But also just two comedians riffing about the moon.
We have Wikipedia and Google Scholar.
And we're willing to use either of them, but not much else.
Join us on our journey. Tarts and Craft.
That one felt good.
Yeah, that felt good. Let's listen.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.